As you mentioned yesterday after the game, really proud of the way that our team came out and played. I think that was really the best example of a complimentary football game that we've put together all year. And I think it's a good thing for our team to be reinforced with, just what you're capable of doing when you really put three phases together and play well. And thought we did a good job of starting fast in the game. We didn't use any special plays in terms of, trying to do one thing or another. We just tried to execute our game plan in every phase, and thought our players did a good job of really knowing the game plan and understanding what we wanted to try to do in the game. Talked a lot about how getting off to a fast start offensively could help the defense not have to play so many runs, and that formula kind of played out for the first time yesterday, and I thought that was very effective for us. Ran the ball efficiently, almost 5 yards a carry, and the group up front did a great job of keeping Kyle protected all day. Executed on third down and in the red area on offense. That was a big part of the game too. And didn't hurt ourselves with offensive penalties, and had no penalties in the kicking game either, which we've kind of been plagued by this year. So, the guys really had a great focus and determination. I was proud of that. Defensively, playing against a very talented group of backs, thought our guys did a good job of not letting the ball get to the edge. We made a big point of emphasis like we did against Tennessee and Chris Johnson, and they did a nice job of really playing the way they needed to play yesterday to eliminate some of those big run opportunities. We had some guys play some roles yesterday that they haven't played much this year. Joe Mays did a great job, had 9 tackles that we counted. As the middle linebacker, Hagan certainly made an impact on the game as an outside linebacker. And those guys did a nice job of stepping in and really, playing well in the roles that we gave them. The kicking game, we got a lot of younger players playing in a lot of our kickoff return units, and a lot of them showed up. Sid Kwan did some good things. McCarthy, Decker, all played physical and did a good job of not letting their kickoff returner get started. Didn't have that many opportunities to return the ball, but Demarius, I thought, did a good job of hitting it up in there when he did. And then we did a nice job of recovering that second onside kick. All in all, like I said, very proud of the effort that they put forth and gives us something to build on here, a little momentum as we head into the Charger week. Questions?
Now that you've gotten to see the tape and stuff, do you have any more idea of why Todd Haley didn't want to shake your hand?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I was proud of the way we played, I have a lot of respect for their entire organization. Obviously, I know a lot of people over there. I'm not really sure. No, I mean, it's part of the game, and we all make choices, so.
Did you hear from him at all? Did he apologize?
No. No. Any questions on the game?
You had one spot there you had to call timeout to get 10 guys on the field.
At the very end?
Yeah.
The defense, what had happened was we had our dime, I think it was our, we had our dime out there. And they had a three receiver grouping, and then they substituted and went to a two receiver grouping, and we chose to leave our group out there, and our guys weren't 100% comfortable on the field with how to line up against the two receiver look, because they ended up with two tight ends and they were in a different formation. And I think DJ was the one who called the timeout because he just wanted to make sure that we were lined up properly. We did not call that timeout from the sideline. We were debating on whether to substitute our base defense back into the game, and at that point we just made a decision to go ahead and leave it, and then DJ called the timeout, and that's why the timeout was called that late in the game.
I only counted 10 though.
There might have been, we were in the middle of substituting, I know that, and then I think he went ahead and called the timeout.
My question was, you had another incident where I think Clark failed.
Well, he was reporting. He was just in the huddle reporting.
Okay.
we had told him to go to the official, go right to him, stand right in front of him, tell him you're eligible. And he was in the huddle listening to the call doing this. And Mike was kind of looking at Chris, kind of like, I think I know what you're doing, but I don't know. You're not saying, you know what I mean? And that was why I went down and called the timeout. I didn't want to get called for a penalty at that point, obviously. I think we're at the 2 or the 3 yard line.
When you look at the improvement in the running game, obviously a lot was made of the personnel changes on the front. When you watch the tape, was it more effective up front blocking, opening some things up? There was Noshon hitting the holes better.
I think it was a combination of both of those things. I think Noshon did a good job running yesterday. I think the offensive line, tight ends, fullback Spencer did a good job of getting him started. We only had one negative run all day yesterday, which is something, again, that we talk a lot about. And that's really meaning you get the back to the line of scrimmage without having a whole bunch of people to avoid. And I think we did that for the most part. He ran the ball hard downhill, made some people miss at the second level. And really, he kind of got into a rhythm, which was good for him, good for the running game. I think the linemen felt like they were in a rhythm, too, yesterday. We didn't use that many schemes. We just tried to do a few things a little bit better than what we've done. And I think yesterday they did a good job of executing our game plan.
The offensive line, that really two spots have been unsettled all year, left guard and
yep.
right tackle.
Yep.
You think that is now?
We absolutely hope that this is going to be a consistent thing for our football team. This was the way we practiced most of training camp. And this was our goal going into the year. I mean, I know we didn't have Clady all of training camp, but we kind of assumed once Ryan got back that he would kind of plug that spot at the left tackle spot. And so we went ahead and made that choice in training camp. And we just, for a lot of different reasons, have not necessarily been able to have a healthy five guys, at those spots that we practiced in all training camp play together. So it was good to see them get out there and play together, and they played well as a unit.
Josh, all X's and O's aside, isn't it becoming obvious your team plays better when it wears orange?
When it wears the orange jerseys? I think I love the orange jerseys. I know we're only allowed to wear them, I think, twice. We're only allowed to wear them twice in the regular season and once in the preseason, unless we make that our standard uniform. But I know that I think our guys kind of like wearing the orange. I like the orange. But that decision to make that our permanent uniform is going to come from Pat. I love to wear the orange. I do. I wouldn't mind it at all. I think you're right. We kind of get excited, and the whole everything from when you walk in the locker room, it looks different. You know, when you got all the orange jerseys and all that. So, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Hey, Josh, Jim Trotter, asked you this at the end of the news conference yesterday.
Yeah.
About how do you explain, mm-hmm. The Raiders game and then this game. At home,
yep,
looks like two different teams. And I wanted to ask the same question. Are you bewildered by this? I mean, are you trying to figure out why one thing happens one week and the
No, I think if you spend a lot of time on what happened in the past, sometimes you get caught up in the wrong things. I think that this league in general, there's things every week that happen in this league that nobody anticipates, nobody could have predicted, and certainly nobody sees coming. We've been involved in a few of those, and there's a lot of other games that are like that too. Most of them happen to be close, I would say. And then there's a few every once in a while that kind of you look up and you go, wow, how did the score get to that point? I think, the way the game plays out early, momentum, some funny bounces of the ball, and all of a sudden now you find yourself in a really good predicament or a really bad one. And you just hope that you're not in many of those situations on the wrong side of them. But to try to go back and explain something that happened, a month ago, I don't know. Like I said, we've moved past it. I think our team has done a good job of trying to move forward and focus on playing our best football in November and December. I think we got off to the right start yesterday.
Josh, Champ said last week that there was a different vibe in the locker room, whether it was days off, and obviously most people feel better when they come back from a few days off. How do you carry that over to another week where the guys just feel like hey, they're playing, they're having fun.
Yeah. I think, you know, we all understand where we are, but we also understand that there's still something out there in front of us that we can accomplish. And we, you know, if you focus too much on, you know, what's happened to you or what you've put yourself in terms of the situation you're in now, I think you can get caught up in the wrong things. And we started our week on Sunday. We were practicing while everybody else was playing for a reason. We didn't want to sit there and focus on every other team in the league. We wanted to try to focus on our football team. And we enjoyed the week of practice. And I think we talked a lot. And I know it's been reported about John Elway, you know, speaking to the group on Wednesday. And he said something very similar. You know, he said, enjoy the process. Don't worry about the result. Because if you're so worried and caught up in the results, you don't ever take time to enjoy every day and coming to work with your teammates and your coaches. And I think our guys, you know, took that to heart and enjoyed the week and didn't worry about the result. And we were focused on just trying to go out there and have fun and perform. And they did a good job of doing that yesterday, and they enjoyed it afterward.
Assuming you were the one who invited him to speak, why did you pick last week?
Well, he actually came in and you know, just wanted to offer his support to us, myself and the team, and I said, you know, it'd be great for our guys to hear from you, and if you have time, it'd be great. You know, I think there's a lot of players on our team that certainly know him and have seen him around and those kind of things, but there's some younger players that certainly haven't had the opportunity to really get to know him. And I think that, you know, anytime you have somebody of his status come and speak to you, it means a lot. And I think our players really enjoyed it and really welcomed it and then responded to what he said and you know, meant a lot to him.
Spencer Larson was a linebacker in college. Mm-hmm. We've seen him more and more become fullback, and now just about there.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, he played a lot yesterday. Played a key role in our short yardage situations. We used him on those two short yardage runs. He had made a great run on the second one. He's doing a good job of lead blocking. You know, we ask him to pass protect. He does a good job of that too. And then he plays a big role for us down on the goal line too. Whether that be as a lead blocker or in yesterday's case, he caught a pass for a touchdown. So he does all the things that you don't notice, and that's kind of the life of a fullback. And then he had an opportunity to get the ball in his hands a few times yesterday and did some good things with it. So, you know, Spencer's a great teammate and a great team guy. Also made a tackle on the kickoff team, you know, and he does all those things. He plays in the kicking game, plays fullback on offense. He would do, if we told him he was playing defense this week, he wouldn't even flinch, because that's the kind of person he is, and he's an unselfish player that we're very fortunate to have on our team.
When you guys were up by three scores or whatever late in the game, was there any thought of putting other players in, young guys, Tebow, Decker, et cetera, et cetera?
You know, sometimes we have definitely had conversations about that, and we're not opposed to doing that. I think that there are certain situations in a game where you know, you're kind of in one rhythm or another, and you take certain players out of the game, whether it be the quarterback, the line, you know, because we only have so many bodies at certain spots. And then you get into a situation where you're taking certain guys out and not others. And it's kind of a, you know, why is he going out and I'm not going out? And, you know, but we've talked about it. I think that sometimes there's a right time for that. And, you know, we haven't been in many games like that this year. And we let our guys that started the game finish it. And that's just a choice that we made.
It seemed like a mentality to keep the pedal down in a bunch of guys.
Yeah, I mean, they were excited about the way we were playing. And I think they were excited about the rhythm that they got in offensively. And, you know, they wanted to try to finish the game, I know, with the ball in our hands. And we didn't do a good job of that, you know, in terms of running the clock out and trying to protect, you know, the game without putting it back in Kansas City's hands. And, you know, we didn't do a good job, a good enough job of doing that. But I know that that's what their mentality was.
Last one, Arnie. DJ had a quiet game statistically. What did you see in terms of leadership or these other intangibles after what he had gone through?
Yeah,
last week?
I think he responded, you know, like a professional. You know, he's what happened last week, I think, is a learning experience for our whole team, for our whole staff, for everybody here. And in terms of what it could do, you know, negatively to distract or impact your team. And I think that he, like I said, he handled it as a pro, as a man. And he understood that, you know, that's not what we want our captains to be like or any of our players to do. And I thought that he went out there and he played hard. He did his job. And he played when he had the opportunity to do some things. He made some plays too.